We're going to look at a bit of God's word together. We're going to have a think about persecution. I'll explain why we'll be doing that in a minute. If you grab your Bibles, turn to the end of Acts chapter 7, so 7 verse 54, or Church Bibles page is 1100. I'm going to read 10, 15 verses or so, then reflect on those for a few minutes. When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this, they covered their ears and, yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul approved of their killing him. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him, but Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Open Doors, who we're going to be hearing from later, are an organisation that exists to serve persecuted Christians worldwide. That's right, isn't it? I pulled that straight off Google, so I'm going to shoot that straight. Open Doors exists to serve persecuted Christians worldwide. And here's the thing, persecution is part of following Jesus. So if you think back earlier in the year, we started the year with our vision series, thinking about what it looks like to be like Jesus. And one of the things we saw was in 1 Peter chapter 2. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we're told, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you," to this being suffering, "to suffering you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." We are to suffer for following Jesus. You get to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we see that everyone who desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Persecution is part of following Jesus for everyone, but it is significantly more extreme for some than it is for others. Emma's going to share a bit about what Open Doors do and how they work, but I want to just reflect on this theme of persecution for a few minutes. And particularly our attitude towards persecution when it's really bad. I guess when we hear some of these stories of Christians being persecuted, there is a sadness, a right sadness. We don't want anyone to suffer. And so we pray for the persecution to end. That's completely understandable. I know why we do that. I don't think it's wrong to do that. But what I wanted to do this afternoon, just for a few minutes, is open our eyes a little bit to God's dynamic in suffering. And here's the big thing. We see throughout Scripture that persecution and gospel advance often go together. Persecution and gospel advance often go together. So if you trace this through the book of Acts, you see what I mean. So that's why we've landed in this bit, and we'll look at those verses in a minute. But if you kind of trace through Acts, you start in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, with this commission that Jesus gives to his disciples. "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem," so that's the center point, "Judea and Samaria," that's kind of the north and the south, either side of Jerusalem, "and to the ends of the earth." That's the mission laid out at the beginning of the book of Acts. The gospel will go out through these disciples and those who come to know the Lord to Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and then the ends of the earth. Then in chapter 2, Pentecost happens and the Spirit comes down on these first disciples and they preach the word with boldness. And effectively, what you then see through chapters 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 is the gospel going out to Jerusalem. People coming to know the Lord. And yet at the same time, as that is happening, within those chapters, you see persecution after persecution. Peter gets thrown in prison. The message gets opposed. The apostles are told to stop speaking of Jesus. And then here in chapter 7, you get persecution kind of reaching its height. We meet Stephen, who preaches the word of God with boldness. And there is a fierce response from the authorities, who cover their ears, verse 57, yell at the top of their voices, rush at him, drag him out of the city, and stone him. And he dies. The first martyr of the Christian church. And yet, at what feels like a tragedy moment at the end of chapter 7, we think, oh no, what's happened? Persecution's come, someone's been killed for their faith. Actually, it's at that very moment that God's plan works its way out. So look at the beginning of chapter 8. Saul approved their killing. Then on that day, so on the day that Stephen is persecuted, a great persecution breaks out. So it's not just a one-time thing. Something bigger happens. A great persecution breaks out against the church in Jerusalem. The church of Jerusalem faces suffering and persecution. That must have felt like a total disaster. Utterly disorientating as the whole church now feels the full wrath of those around them. But God has a purpose. All except the apostles were scattered. Where? Throughout Judea and Samaria. The very places that the gospel needed to go next. And so verse 4, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. God's plan, chapter 1, verse 8, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. How do they move from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria? Through this persecution. It's not coincidence. It is all part of God's plan. God uses persecution to get his message to spread. It is often in persecution that the gospel advances. Persecution and gospel advance go together. His guiding hand gets the gospel out of Jerusalem. It gets it to Judea and Samaria, and the way he chose to do that was through a persecution breaking out that led his church to scatter. Emma's going to come and talk a bit about Open Doors and their work as supporting persecuted Christians. My hope is that these few words will just help frame some of our thinking on that, that we don't spend our whole time thinking life must be awful for them, woe is them, let's just hope it stops. That said, it's right to desire that this persecution doesn't happen, but more than that, it's right to desire that God will use this persecution to his appointed ends. Because God often uses persecution for something greater. Persecution and gospel advance often go together. We wouldn't wish persecution on anyone, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the plan going wrong. God uses it as a kind of engine for gospel work a lot of the time. So as we pray this afternoon for brothers and sisters facing persecution across the globe, let's have this mindset as we do. Not just praying for suffering to be eased, but more than that, that God will use persecution to advance his kingdom work. He's done it before. He did it in the first century. He's done it time and time again through the history of the church. Let's pray that he does that again. Let me lead us in a prayer. Father in heaven, we do indeed pray that as our brothers and sisters across the world face persecution in ways greater than we face it, please would you help them to boldly stand up, and please would the gospel message spread in the midst of persecution, even through persecution. Pray for ourselves that as we hear of those persecuted for their faith much more than we are, would that give us boldness to proclaim our faith openly at risk of ridicule in order to see that gospel go out to those who need to hear it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.